Tommy and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, your chance to pick a lane, Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Great idea for a holiday present. You get your tickets for holidays for next year, season tickets, whatever the case may be, at greatlakesdragway.com. Always a great stocking stuffer. Today was St. Nick's. Did you do St. Nick's back in the day? Your parents do St. Nick's with you?
Yeah, we did.
Man, it was great. Jackson came downstairs today, 2 years old. Came downstairs, saw the stocking all stuffed, and was like, "Huh, what's that?" And went.
You don't hide it. Well, I guess he's too young probably to like.
I never
look around for it.
Never hid it.
Oh, I always had to find mine.
Always,
that and the Easter basket I had to find.
Easter, yes, yeah. The stockings, those were just always hung like somewhere in the house, wherever it may be. Like we hang them on our dresser underneath the TV in the living room, kind of sort of.
Right.
Sorry for everybody to understand why there would be a dresser in a living room. I understand, but. That's kind of how it's been for years, and that's how it's going to be. I mean, it's falling apart. We're going to have to get something to replace it at some point. But all right, so Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. You pick what lane you want to discuss, and then you dial it on it, and we'll take your calls. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela, Ryan Horvat, and yours truly, Steve Sparky Fiverr. Don't forget Bill Michaels Huddle at Maxwell's in Cedarburg coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. If you've never been to Maxwell's in Cedarburg, highly suggest going there. Great food. And some fun football talk, lots to talk about on the huddle for sure tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, the right lane is the 2 o'clock topic, talking about Chris Middleton. Would you consider trading Chris Middleton before the NBA trade deadline coming up later this season in February? That's the right lane. The left lane, which do you think is going to be a bigger problem going forward for this organization, Mark Murphy or Aaron Rodgers? And the return lane today, the Browns or the Packers, which do you view as a more attractive job for a potential head coach to take? In a poll that we saw earlier today, the Cleveland Browns were viewed as a more attractive job on social media. The Cleveland Browns were viewed as a more attractive social by Packer fans as well. Where do you stand on that one? All right, so those are the three lanes. Pick which one you want to get in. Dial it up, 414-799-1250. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, when it comes to Chris Middleton, would you consider trading him before the deadline?
No, I ain't doing it. It's hard to find shooters in this league.
Yep.
It is. Especially with a guy that's unconscious, that's not scared to take a shot, and that can make it. Matter of fact, he did against the Bulls. So the sometimes coaches, to me, they get a little silly trying to prove a point, and that's what happened in New York.
That's what it was.
To just lose a game. But I also think that Budden chose Middleton because he know Middleton could take it. Most guys can't take that kind of to sit and say, hey, man, look. And then Chris owned up to it. Matter of fact, when I say Christmas this month, it started with K, not C, for Chris Middleton. So that's what we're going to roll with, Steve. I ain't trading it.
That was just horrible. That is the right lane. The left lane.
You know how to spell Christmas?
I know how to spell it, man. I'm never going to spell it with a K.
Why not?
Why would I?
Because you like Chris Middleton.
I'd rather start Christmas with a G for Giannis before I start it with a K for
Chris
Middleton.
You can't start Christmas with a G, fool.
Do whatever the heck I want. I make up words all the time on the radio. Hey, the left lane.
This guy.
Mark Murphy. Aaron Rodgers. Which do you view as the bigger problem moving forward? I think that it's going to be Mark Murphy than Aaron Rodgers. Now, Gary and Leroy both say Aaron Rodgers. I said Mark Murphy, and this is why. Because I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine, thank you very much. And whether he flips a switch this week or he flips it in the offseason, I think he's going to become more dedicated than ever to making sure he comes back and plays at a high level forever the new head coach is. He's going to get on the same page with these rookie receivers one way or the other come this offseason, and he is going to win the MVP next year.
Just
mark
the
that
mere
down.
Fact that you said he has to do all that, he's the problem. Now that's 100. Just the mere fact he has to flip a switch. Because a coach is gone. Flip the switch. when you long time ago, you had the two MVPs and all that.
Mike McCarthy was still here, I would get down with what you're saying. Mike McCarthy is no longer here, so I can't get down with that.
It's a clean canvas. He can paint whatever he wants.
Mark Murphy, on the other hand, is playing the role of Jerry Jones right now, wanting to be owner of the Green Bay Packers and make all the calls, which is fine. That's your right. You're president of the Green Bay Packers. You want to reinvent the wheel and go back to the way that it was when it wasn't working for the Packers for all those years? Go right ahead.
The wheel's a little bumpy
and
now.
That's what he's done. So now this is maybe the only coaching decision he's going to get to make, because if he hits it, he's going to be viewed as Bob Harlan on steroids. He did the Titletown District. He did all that stuff. Plus, something that Harlan didn't really do, he's going to hire a coach, because Ron Wolf hired Mike Holmgren. He's going to get to hire his own coach. And he hired his own general manager in Gutekunst as well. If they go back to a Super Bowl and win one, he'll be Bob Harlan on steroids from a Packer fan base standpoint. If the next head coach comes in and they are a fringe playoff team and they don't get back to the Super Bowl, then he's not going to be viewed very good, and he's probably going to lose his job based on that. So for me, I've had to pick one or the other. I'll say Mark Murphy. Which one do you think will be a bigger problem going forward, Murphy or Aaron Rodgers? 414-799-1250. And the return lane, Packers or the Cleveland Browns? Which one is a more attractive job to you, Anthony Mandela?
Cleveland.
Turn your own mic off, fool.
Go ahead.
Well, it's all the reasons we laid out before. You have... You got number 12, right, in Green Bay. You got number 12.
You ain't got nobody in Cleveland.
That's number one.
You got nobody in Cleveland.
Then you go players, maybe Bakhtiari is better than anybody in Cleveland. Maybe Devontae is better than anybody in Cleveland. After that, players 4 through 53 on that roster, give me Cleveland.
You should stop. I thought you knew basketball. Look how you got this job.
I don't think.
Less pressure.
I don't think the talent.
So y'all scared.
Listen,
better.
I don't think the talent differential.
You can't
between,
even buy no Browns merchandise. You can buy Green Bay stuff everywhere. Just I don't go think to the corner store.
Talent differential between Green Bay and Cleveland.
It's not that different.
Is a gigantic gap.
Y'all just.
I think Green Bay's a more talented team, but I don't think the talent gap is that different.
Their coaches and both teams are 4-7-1. Don't mean a damn
Horvath, thing. How much of a talent gap do you think there is between Green Bay and Cleveland?
What does he know? He don't know nothing about no talent.
he's on the Cleveland beat for us today.
I would take the Green Bay job over Cleveland.
Hey, that's a smart guy. But,
oh, now you like him.
But, I mean, I get
Wait, he said but, Steve. Hold up.
Well, Baker Mayfield's only 23 years old. And, I mean, we're watching Aaron Rodgers' mechanics that everybody's complaining about, kind of throwing off his back foot. I feel like if you're a younger head coach, you could go in, you could kind of change Baker Mayfield's mechanics. You know, you got a younger team. So you could kind of start from the ground up. You take over in Green Bay.
And you got to win a Super Bowl.
You got much closer to a blank canvas in Cleveland.
Right.
Than you do here.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you do it.
I'm going with Aaron Rodgers.
You're handcuffed. $20 million of your cap, gone. No matter what you want, what you want to build your roster, it's gone. No. $30 million,
No, it starts over. You got clean canvas here. The new coach got clean canvas for for the next 3-5 years. But after that,
you don't have big money in Baker Mayfield. You've got huge
money in anybody in Cleveland.
But I'm talking about the cap goes up, though, Steve. They got money for everybody.
Who's the highest paid guy in Cleveland? J.C. Trutter?
I don't know.
Jarvis Landry. Landry.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to keep
Landry
all those
got,
guys.
Miles Garrett just got paid.
They're not going to be able to keep all those guys, those top picks they got. They're not going to keep. They got to win while Baker Mayfield is on that contract.
Agreed.
Yeah, after that, it's a wrap. So if you're a coach going in, why struggle with that?
He's Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela.
I took my own poll, by the way, and people say 86% say they would take the Packers. And that's what I'm going with my poll.
Did you do the math on that poll?
What math?
That's exactly right. Anthony Mandela, Ryan Horvath, Steve Spartan, just Viper, Great Lakes Dragway.
Oh, you like the Republicans. You don't want people to vote.
Right lane, you need to stop. Right lane, left lane.
I quit suppressing people vote, Steve.
Return lane. Man, you need to stop. Let's go to a call. Where are we going next?
Yeah, let's see. Mike in Franklin. Mike, what lane are you picking for us this afternoon?
Hey, I want to talk about who's the bigger problem, Murphy or Rodgers moving forward.
All right.
Yeah. I definitely want to agree with Sparky. I think Murphy's just going to have too much tinkering that he's going to be doing. He's doing quite a bit of the GM's job already, having the final decision on coaching, on coaches being picked and players. And I think that's going to eventually tick off Gutekunst. I mean, you get a good young GM in Gutekunst, just let him do his job. And I think eventually he's just going to wear him out, and Gutekunst might just walk away eventually.
See, and that's the thing.
I ain't going nowhere.
That's the one thing. You know, we watch this in Milwaukee. No matter how much an owner wants
to
meddle, general managers generally do not quit in any sport. No matter how much an owner may meddle. We saw it in Milwaukee for years with Herb Cole.
right. and now the current ownership group. You see it all the time. But guys aren't quitting GM jobs. They're just not, because there's not that many of them.
Right.
So they're more likely to stick it out and deal with it than they are the other way around. At least that's been my experience as far as watching the Bucks go. So I don't think Gutekunst,
right.
I don't think he's going to quit. I don't think there's a chance he's going to quit. He'll just suck it up and deal with it moving forward.
But they already talked about this, Steve. The only people got a problem with it is the fans. They already talked about this, how they were going to do everything. So they're just letting us in on it a little bit, which is fine.
When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And they won yesterday, which means you win today.
If I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm going to get 35 double stacks and just show out.
Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, which we mean today. Get yourself a medium drink,
he can
and then
at least 10 of them.
You can get a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger as long as you buy a medium drink. That's going through tonight at any participating, well, all the Wendy's I think around here are participating, so you don't have to worry about that. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And I got a good question from one of our listeners. He's like, well, do you have to have a ticket to the game? No. Home or away, it does not matter, to clarify. Does not matter. If they win on the road, deal still applies. Because
right.
a lot of times these teams do promotions where, oh, bring your Brewers ticket in and get this after a game.
Oh,
bring
your
Bucks ticket in
that.
And
we
get this after a game. No tickets required. If they win at home or on the road, you get 24 hours after that win to take advantage of this promotion. And it
Wendy's
goes all season long.
Wendy's just smart. They just want you in the building.
Right.
If you give yourself a free, you're going to buy something else. I mean, that's 100.
Why would you tell people that? Leroy Butler,
who don't know
Anthony
that,
Mandela,
Steve
Sparky Pfeiffer. Not everybody's shrewd about their business
yes,
making
they
money
are.
Like you, Leroy
yes,
Butler.
Yes, they are.
Back.
You're the right kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy. The invincible winner. And you know that you are born to be.
Who is this?
That's a
this is a different arrangement.
Dude,
this
she,
is a different arrangement.
She
I don't know.
Really,
KS sent it over.
She is.
Right. I called her Joan Jett by accident before.
Yeah, me too.
KS got mad at me.
She asked because of Leroy started
yeah,
that Joan
yeah,
Jett stuff.
She does sound like Joan
She's
Jett.
She's got a good list, though. Solid,
yeah,
this man.
Is a good playlist.
Right.
I didn't know what I was going to get.
I like it. It's been a great show.
I don't like that version of that, though. She needs to sing the original version.
Throwback Thursday. Use the hashtag BigThrowback. Tweet it at 105.7FM. The fan chance to win a gift card from Master Z's. Ryan Horvath will pick a winner off of Twitter.
We have a voting update?
Right, yeah, what do we got for a voting update? Now, again, if you're just tuning in, Leroy nominated LL Cool J. Stevie Nicks was Gary's, which was Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston is Anthony Mandela.
Yep.
Ryan Horvath was New Edition, and mine was Run DMC, but doesn't mean you have to vote for any of ours. You can vote for whoever you want. What do we got?
None of those are winning.
Okay, of course.
Okay, so I used to get killed for this in Iowa. I used to do an overnight country music shift when I wasn't doing sports, you know? And
that's
I would
why
say,
you and Tim get along so well. Country
I'd say
guys.
Merle Haggard.
Well, that too, probably. Yeah.
Or is it Merle Haggard?
Oh, right.
Merle Haggard. Haggard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was saying Haggard for like years.
Right.
But yeah, he all of a sudden just took this huge lead.
So
Pipe Bomb
I
tweeted
gone
it.
Country.
And everybody's after it now. Second place, LL Cool J got a couple votes. And yeah, so it's looking like Merle's going to be the victor.
That's all right.
It's all right.
He's running.
I was
going to do
it.
Country, but then I thought Rami wasn't going to be here.
It's old school
country. It's only fun if Rami has a bad time.
Right, but he's not here.
Right, so
I don't think
care.
He's here any Thursday the rest of the month or Friday. Okay, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Back to the phones we go, 414-799-1250. The right lane is Chris Middleton. Would you be okay trading Chris Middleton, or would you want to trade Chris Middleton before the deadline with everything that's been going on and the fact
it.
He can opt out to become a free agent. And as Gary Wolfel said, he could get, you know, $30 million or more come free agency. That is the right lane. The left lane, Murphy or Rodgers, who do you think is going to be the bigger problem going forward? And the return lane, Browns or Packers, which one is a more attractive head coaching job for you? Where to, Anthony Mandela?
Bob in Minneapolis. Who's the who's the problem up in Green Bay, Bob?
Hey, The problem is there is no problem. I don't think either Rodgers nor Murphy will be a problem. I think the problem has been kicked out the door.
I'm really
happy with everything's going on.
So you think Winston Moss was the problem?
No, haha, Clinton Dix was the problem, right, Bob?
Demarius Randall?
But it all started with McCarthy. Moss was actually... Moss obviously was a buddy of McCarthy.
Yeah.
Again, Mike McCarthy reminds me of a poor man manager. He has been taking credit for.
Oh yeah,
what
you've
Rogers
called in before. I've already heard this. I've already heard this spiel from you. Goodbye.
Can I tell you guys what drives me nuts really quick? I'm so sick of hearing people say, "I'm so happy that McCarthy's gone. I'm so happy." How are you happy when we're going to be sitting around watching the NFL playoffs for the second year without the Packers? Like, how are you happy that the season's over right after Thanksgiving?
No, a lot of people think that he was really the problem. People have been calling up saying they'll take Cleveland.
What are you happy about?
The season was over regardless if McCarthy was still here or not, Ryan.
People have been complaining.
But I'm not happy that my squad is 4-6-1.
No,
I mean, 7-1. 4-7-1. Sorry. Yeah,
worse than you said.
Come on. Thank you.
The point is, though, with McCarthy gone, Packer fans are saying now they can finally get better. That's why Packer fans are happy that McCarthy is gone, because they think McCarthy was more of a problem than anybody else. Your season was over, McCarthy was still here or not. It doesn't matter.
But everybody's obsessed with these new trends, guys like Sean McVay, yep, guys like Matt Nagy, yep, taking over, but they don't remember like experiments that fail, like Mark Trestman coming over, an offensive guru, Chip Kelly.
Mark Trestman failed a decade earlier than that, and I told Romney when they hired Trestman it was a horrible hire.
He's supposed to be an offensive wizard,
but
too.
Jan Gailey was
another one. Yeah.
Failed twice. Yeah. Lane Kiffin in Oakland. Terrible decision.
Dennis Allen.
You know, all these, Josh McDaniels' first stint with the Broncos.
There's been a lot of.
So for all these new success stories, there's another,
they need
failure.
Leadership.
But you have Mark Murphy, who lives, eats, and breathes football his whole career, and was successful as an AD at Northwestern, and hired Pat Fitzgerald. Listen, Mark Murphy's got
he told
you in the press conference.
I'm a Gutekunst guy.
Don't worry about me. I'm a Gutekunst guy too.
He's more qualified dude than Gutekunst. Gutekunst just got there. He don't need that kind of.
Been there the whole time.
I like his ruthless style though.
Been there longer than Murphy, I think.
Yeah, but just because I'm sitting in the room don't mean you're there, Steve. You know that. He's just sitting there listening, writing stuff down. He's actually on the road a lot. He like through the Southeast a lot, scouting, going to see. They ain't making no decision running by him. Nah.
Then they never should have named him the general manager.
No, you need a general manager.
Well, you could have made it Russ
Ball. Just to pick the roster.
Why? According to the article I read, Murphy's involved in that too.
Well, he got to let him know what's going on. I didn't like the way Ted did it. Everything hit go by what he say.
Same way it was with Ron Wolf, like a dictator. Yeah. Same way.
No, Ron Wolf.
Same
was,
thing. This all started with Ron Wolf.
Ted was
Ron's guy.
Ron Wolf was a different type of cat, though. He communicated. He's a great communicator.
Sure.
Ted wasn't communicating, Steve.
Agreed.
You get on the elevator with him. Well, you know I hate them. Won't even talk to people.
Yeah, he talked to me all the time. But I'm just saying from the standpoint of how they did things in Green Bay, where the football guy got to do all the football stuff and the president stayed out of it, that worked for quite a while. And now you're saying, we're going to go back to how it was when Gary Ellerson was a running back, and we're going to try it that way now.
This is something new.
But it's more jacked up than even the way they had it back then. Now you've got four guys with all their hands in the cookie jar, all trying to figure out how to make this thing work successfully.
No, it's only really two. It's only two. Those two guys.
Russ Ball and Mark Murphy?
Russ Ball ain't got nothing to do with this.
Oh, I think
he's just
wrong.
A financial guy.
Totally. Do you think Gutekunst just goes home and complains to his wife, like, man, this Murphy idiot?
No. No, not at all.
No, man, this guy happy as all get out to be one of the most storied franchises, to be the general manager. Got 100% control over the roster.
He's got no control.
100% control.
After that press conference with Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst went home and said, well, babe, no matter how jacked up this gets, nobody's going to blame me.
Right.
Because he pretty much put himself on front street and said this was his deal. So I'm free and clear no matter what happens, and I'm going to get a paycheck either way, honey, and we're rich.
I feel like Mark Murphy was trying to talk himself into the fact that he's the man, though. That's what made me nervous. Like, he was trying to convince himself that he's the man.
Not because you hear people like Steve thinking he's qualified. So he had to defend himself. I wouldn't have said all that either. I would say, man, I don't care what y'all think.
Right.
This is how I want to do it.
Right. But you don't need a general manager if you're going to be the guy making the decisions.
I need a general manager because he's watching all the tape, Steve. I'm not watching tape. I'm going trying to build Titletown.
Oh. Yeah. But yet you're qualified enough on the football side to make all the other decisions?
No, just a
coach.
But
you're not doing anything.
Just a coach.
Why would I let him pick the coach for?
Because I don't want to do
draft picks. What does he know about coaching? He's building title
scoutings and all that. He knew about coach. He told you why he's qualified to do a coach.
Why?
He told you that. He laid it out to you.
He's a football person.
Football.
Not even a football guy.
That. Yes, he's been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Great. So have you. You picked the coach.
Well, I already tried to pick the coach.
They ain't bringing you up to Green Bay, are they?
I'd rather be on the big show.
I trust you.
I could touch more lives here.
Got you. It's all moving way too fast. Use every alibi and word to deny. on. It's our Throwback Thursday presented to you by Master Z's. Only one segment left here to go, and then we'll name the winner coming up in the next segment. So if you want to get your vote in, still time for you. Hashtag Big Throwback, tweeted at 105.7 FM The Fan. We'll play the winner. And who is it? Merle Haggard is.
Merle Haggard was leading last we checked.
All right, so we'll see if anybody can come back and overtake them. Jeff Orlovsky apparently started this campaign. I mean, Jeff and Merle Haggard about the same age. Mike Clemens.
He just walked in here.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Now, what's up, Mike?
Get it?
What's up, Michael? Are you a big Merle Haggard fan?
Sure, yeah. Okie from Muskokie.
What about Pat Benatar?
Oh, that was Merle Haggard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, even good more stuff. So, because Pat Benatar's got more hits you'd like to play. That's the problem when you go with Joan Jett, guys. She had like one hit, so it makes for a long afternoon.
Hey, be nice, Mike.
Everybody's old, though, in relative terms, that from that perspective.
I sent some sound. Did you get that right?
Yeah, yep. We got it all. Good to ask on the radio.
We got it, but I deleted it by mistake, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
No. all right, so speaking of that sound that Clemens wants to play, first off, Aaron Rodgers talking about the changes that need to be made now that McCarthy's finally out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully moving forward, you know, maybe there's more voices upstairs. A lot of times, you know, Mike had to be out front in a lot of situations, and maybe moving forward, Mark talks more or Brian talks more. We all have our obligations, and most of us in the locker room adhere to those obligations pretty well. But, it's been a different week for sure. Just not having him around.
Yep, different week.
What can we be telling fans what they should be thinking about the quarterback right now? Where do you? I mean, because I'll tell you what.
I'm not telling anybody what they should be thinking. They can think for themselves.
He asked you a question.
What I think. Leroy tells you what he thinks. You tell people what you think. People can make up their own minds.
Here's my take on it. He was wide-eyed yesterday. It was like, how did this become, you know, people, he comes off as arrogant and aloof. And I'm telling you, there's times where he's just this 17-year-old kid who wants to go home from chess club and be left alone.
Clemens, he just saw Danica in a cowboy outfit the other night. That's why he's wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No. I'm trying to be sincere and get right to the point about this. Is I think this thing has got really bigger than he thought. I think he knew that this was going to happen. And I'll tell you about Aaron Rodgers. His beef is that the other position players and the whole system is not up to snuff to like the Patriots. We need more free agents. It's the same stuff that Brett said. Those guys, by the way, spent time in Hattiesburg talking about this. And you do have Favre, too, to a second, you know, for a guy that says, I'm 35 now, I've got time for draft and development. The other thing about this guy is he is stubborn. And that's what the new coach is going to have to do, is figure out how to get this guy out of some of his bad habits. We were talking to some of the defensive backs in the Cardinals, John Dodds on Sports Night, and I can't go into detail because it'll take too much time, but the bottom line is this. We're asking about that game and say, what'd you think about some of those, you know, bad balls that Rodgers threw? And that went past those guys. They're like, do you understand what this guy is? I mean, we were setting up defenses. He was playing cat and mouse with us. When you're a secondary guy against Aaron Rodgers, you're shivering in your boots because you think you're exposed and he already knows what you're going to do and how he's going to beat you. The thing about it is he'll change the cadence twice just to mess with you, to try and get you out of your disguise, out of your position. And so these teams respect his intellect so much that I don't understand why, Leroy, they just don't get back to saying, there's the matchup. There, you know, Devontae's with Peterson, okay, but, you know, we can beat him inside on the slant and we'll clear out the safety. Just go through the priorities. Rodgers spends so much time trying to figure out the defense and who's going to cover who and all that kind of thing. He almost sucks into the secondary, into that game as well.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so what we've learned is Brett Favre is corrupting Aaron Rodgers, and that's why we have the problems that we have. Enough. That's what you just told me.
So then Mark Murphy, Mike McCarthy comes in Tuesday after players are gone and, you know, clearing out. Doug Collins is the security guy you see.
Former Bulls head coach, that's where he went it too.
Yeah, you know, when McCarthy would walk off the field, you would see Doug, shorter, bald, little Fu Manchu, a great security guy, studies with the U.S. Secret Service a lot, and, you know, he was always McCarthy's right-hand guy. Now you got him standing over McCarthy as he's clearing out his stuff for security, you know, walking him into the door. He's there Tuesday, meets with the coaches, and then yesterday, you know, after talking this over with coaches in Philbin, he comes and addresses the team. And I think it's a perfect thing to do. You know, you talk to veterans like Randall Cobb. What happened in that meeting?
I would say fluidity, just
that's
playing together.
Oh, that's the wrong cut, Mandela.
Yeah, play the 1A one.
There you go.
Let me get it.
Yeah, he came in. We gave him a standing ovation. He gave his remarks, and then we gave him another standing ovation on his way out. What stays in that meeting room stays in that meeting room.
Oh, it'll leak out. Mike, why didn't they give him a standing ovation while he was there?
Because he wasn't motivating these guys, Leroy. And you remember about 6 weeks ago,
yeah.
I played you some Mike McCarthy tape after they beat the Dolphins.
Yep.
And then I played you some Sean McVay tape.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to Mike McCarthy giving out game balls. I know he only had 4 wins this year. But there's all that, those are the things that the players are saying, what is going on here?
Man, this guy don't deserve no game balls. Come on.
They're not very good. You get game ball.
But where was the motive, where was the confidence coming, verbally or otherwise, from this coach? Whatever, everybody knows this guy. This coach knows football inside and out, all the techniques, everything, very organized. You know, a downside of Mike McCarthy is when you that week going into the Redskins game, that's 3 or 4 games in a row. Okay, he reads all that GPS stuff and he's trying to keep injuries down, so he's trying to use the science and the energy. And he calls off practice on Wednesday. And his reward is they go out to Washington, and Alex Smith puts up 28 points on him in just the first half. I mean, maybe there's times that the damn practices were getting soft. And the first thing you hear that Philbin's doing, after I'm sure Gutekunst and Murphy said, okay, we're going to make you interim coach, what are you going to do to change this? Well, right away, he's got to come up with, well, we'll change some things in practices. We'll go more high tempo here. We'll do more team.
Or they told him what to do.
Or they told him what to do. But this is what they want to see. I mean, this happened 25 years ago when Lindy Infante got blown out, and they brought in Mike Holmgren and said, we're going to practice. We're going to run the plays until they're right. We're not going to work on this stupid fundamental stuff, or we're going to worry about the GPS. We're going to play football. So then you talk to Randall Cobb and say, so, moving forward, you have 4 games. What does your offense need?
I would say fluidity, just playing together. And making plays. We've had games where we had a lot of explosive games and games where we've had lulls and not made the big plays. And I think as a receiver group, that's one of our primary focuses.
Cardinals secondary was impressed by Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They said that kid's, you know, could be a factor. So, Winston Moss. I've played clips when Winston was great. Remember, he said Nick Perry hasn't shown me nothing. Remember that?
Yep.
And he's blunt and honest. And then something happened 2 years ago in the spring. Winston came out, and he'd lost a lot of weight, and we asked him, gee, is something going on? Is that a question? I mean, he just became really, really prickly, really hard to deal with when we were questioning him. And then he smoothed out, and the rest of the season he was Winston. He gave us decent evaluations of what was going on with the defense and the linebackers. Started that stuff up again this past spring, and at some point, you know, the beat guys just went to the PR staff and said, you know what, if he doesn't want to talk to us, then he doesn't have to come. And he didn't come. So you asked Mike Pettine about Winston and putting up this tweet about number 12 and the rest of the building has got to be accountable, Lombardi standard, et cetera, and he gets fired on Tuesday night. We asked Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, about Winston Moss.
You know, it bothered me a little bit. It was put out there that, you know, some things about Winston and I not communicating, and I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, Winston, as we all know, is not the most communicative person. But, I mean, he's on the defensive staff. It's logistically impossible not to have interaction. I mean, anytime I needed to deal with Winston about something, he was always able to, you know, to answer the question and as best he could. And if he didn't have the answer, he'd go get it. So, I mean, I know, you know, how some people kind of perceive that from the outside. So, I just know how it was with us, and that certainly wasn't the case.
So, bottom line, against the Falcons, the young players in Green Bay are playing for next year for Green Bay. The older players are playing for free agency, and these coaches are, are working for their next job.
You know, every time you come on, Clemens, I get more depressed about this franchise.
No.
Every single time.
No.
You every time you come on, I get more depressed because all I hear are a bunch of people spewing a bunch of crap that I don't believe. Like, every single time, I hear this. Pettin, well, you know, we with some balls, we're good. And then he, like, stops talking for, like, 10 seconds,
right,
trying to figure out what the hell he's going to say, and starts talking again. Look, with all due respect, everything according to these people up there, Rodgers, me and McCarthy were best of friends. We
life
talked about
lessons,
dreams and everything else. Okay, so what everybody else is saying is wrong, Aaron. I'm supposed to believe you. Stop. Now I got Pettin up there going, well, everybody says what they say about Winston Moss, but... Yeah, so this is how I'm going to say it. Just enough. Like, everybody out there says, we're good. There are no issues. If there were no issues, you'd have more than four damn wins at this point. And you have four wins. There's a lot of problems up in Green Bay. Everybody wants to sugarcoat it now and act like everything's fine because they don't want their characters coming under attack. And too bad. Too late. You screwed this up yourselves.
The difference is 2 years ago, Ted, who'd been there and was so loyal to Mike, it just would have gone on and on and on.
Yep.
And right now, man, you mess up. If you slap a guy in the face, Mac, Jermaine Whitehead, you're gone. If you start missing tackles down in the red zone, ha-ha Clinton Dix, former first-round pick, you're gone. You know, and this franchise, I mean, you got Eddie Goldman down there in the Bears with three picks and two touchdowns and a dozen tackles, player of the conference for the month of November. He was on the board. And, you know, he's playing the way ha-ha Clinton Dix was supposed to. I think that even though things are going bang, 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 guys are being taken out, there's a zero tolerance right now. And Murphy and Gutekunst are on the warpath, and they're cleaning house.
Yep, and we'll see how it all turns out, whether or not we go back to the 70s and the 80s or whether or not this goes back to the Mike Holmgren, Ron Wolf era, or if we stay with similar results as the McCarthy era.
One more quick thing. I was with Leroy and those Super Bowl 31 players last Saturday signing autographs, and the love that those fans show with the hats. And you know what I had in the back of my head is anybody coming to a Super Bowl 45 reunion in 10 years?
Yes, they'll come and see Charles Woodson. Yep.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson will always draw no matter what. I promise you.
Just have a C. Wood signing.
Yeah,
and John
Woods,
Kuhn.
John Kuhn will also draw, yeah. I mean, there are certain guys on that team that people will definitely come back for, yes.
B.J.
No
Roger.
Doubt. Yeah, and people will come back for Clay Matthews, too. Kevin B.J. Green.
Roger.
You can bring Kevin Green back out. People will show up for Kevin Green.
I know, man.
There's guys.
People have been standing in line for 45 minutes for Leroy. They got the 31 cap, that special New Orleans cap. They're wearing the beads from New Orleans and all that. I mean...
That was amazing.
That was at a special.
Just means Leroy wasn't charging enough. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming on, buddy. Take care. There he is, Mike Clemens, joining us as he's embedded inside Green Bay on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935.
Well, now that Mike McCarthy's addressed the team, he'll sleep better. And if he's smart, he's got Brooklyn and sheets like yours truly does. Sleep nice each and every night. Cozy, comfy sheets. Can't wait to get home. Get some sleep. Feel well rested.
And don't let
sleep
Jack
throughout
throw
the
up
night.
In the bed, man.
Yeah, that almost made me cry the other night. They're such nice sheets, and you're just all over. Spend a third of your life in the sheets. This holiday season is a great time for a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one, maybe a family member that needs some new sheets. Great, great holiday present at this time. Brooklyn and Sheets named the winner of the Best of Online category by Good Housekeeping. 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. And Brooklyn and Sheets don't just feel amazing, but they look great too. Mix and match over 20-plus colors and patterns to go with any room decor. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping with using promo code Sparky, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets. Wendy's Big Show, that'll do it for us. The Sparky Fiver, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson earlier. Tomorrow, Football Friday, Fantasy Football with Tom Kesnick, 4 to 4:30. Up next, Bill Michaels Huddle, live from Maxwell's in Cedarburg. It'll be a great show talking Packers. Toodles!